I hated socializing. I grumbled to myself as I grabbed my phone and stuffed it into my back pocket. If I had it my way, I'd stay home and watch one of the rom-coms I'd developed an unholy obsession with. But no. Tonight I was headed to my savior's house for dinner with his mate and his friends. A dinner I wouldn't even be able to eat because I was a fucking vampire. Yet here I was, making sure I looked presentable and about to leave. How could I not? Cassian Romanoff had saved my life. The least I could do for him was go to a dinner he'd invited me to. It wasn't like it was going to be full of strangers or people I disliked. Cassian's mate, Gustav, was a sweet vampire, and I kinda liked the guy. It was fun to teach him slang with a wrong meaning and then watch him as he realized he'd fucked up. Then there was Raphael and Jai. Jai was the only human I was acquainted with, and he was a good man, too. He was letting me crash at his old place rent-free for no other reason than that Cassian, who was his best friend, had found me. Raphael was fun to hang out with, and he was probably my favorite after Cassian. I felt like if I hung out with him long enough, the two of us could become friends. I just might have a good time tonight. At least, I hoped I would. But I knew that even if I had to leave in the middle of it, Cassian wouldn't mind. He knew a little of my past, and I knew he would understand my need for space better than anyone else. I was distracted when I opened my front door as I made sure one last time that I had my phone. But the moment I let my surroundings sink in, I froze. There was a thick scent in the air, a scent that made my mouth water and my fangs descend without my prompting. It was the scent of blood. It wasn't an animal, that much I could tell. No animal's blood smelled that good. But it didn't smell like a human either. It was more. What? I didn't know. I locked my door carefully as I trained my ears behind me, trying to catch any sound that was out of place. As I stuffed my keys in my pocket, I heard the faint sound of breathing. It sounded labored and thick, as if the one doing the breathing was doing so with a nose full of blood. I stepped off the porch and walked toward the sound, careful to keep my footsteps nearly silent. As I came up to the end of the driveway, I stopped as my eyes fell on the man. He was slumped into the bushes on the edge of the driveway, almost completely out of the view. If I hadn't smelled and heard him, I'd have walked right past without a second glance. When I knew there was no one else nearby, I stepped closer to the man. My eyes widened at the amount of blood around him, even as my throat burned. I was a fairly new vampire, and I'd only drank bagged blood since I came here, back in the coven. I shook my head to clear my thoughts. No, I wasn't going to think of that place. Not anymore. I willed my fangs to go down and then held my breath as I kneeled before the man, not wanting to attack him if my thirst got too much to handle. It was easier to touch his neck when the sweet scent of his blood wasn't clouding my brain, and I sighed in relief when I felt his pulse under my finger. It wasn't the strongest, but it was steady. Now that I was close, I could sense what he was. He was some kind of mage. I could feel the magic inside him. It was different from what I'd sensed from Raphael and Cassian, and something about it put me on edge. I looked up at his face, at the golden brown hair sticking to his forehead, at the blood that had dried on his face. Someone had hurt him. Badly. My heart panged in my chest as he choked off mid-breath, and panic seized me as I realized he just might die. He was a stranger, and yet the idea that he might die had filled me with such a visceral fear that it shocked me. But I didn't have time to deal with those emotions because this mage needed my help. The thing was, I didn't know how to help. I was a vampire, a killer. I wasn't a healer. But then I remembered that I knew someone who was. Raphael would definitely be able to help this mage, right? Only one way to find out. I pulled my phone out of my pocket, swearing when the mage made another choking sound, his fingers scratching against the ground. I dialed Raphael's number as I pushed the hair back from the mage's forehead,